And, there's three, okay?
One more time.
Tunes.
Very nice.
Hi, Betty and Bill. How you guys doing?
Good.
It's good to see you. Hope you're doing better.
I'm not doing great, but that's okay. We're going to miss you. I'm sorry you can't make it on the 13th.
Yeah, that's been a plan to join our daughter for about 6 months, and it's a hard thing to have two great choices.
Well, the family comes first. I know that. You know. So
we're not.
I
mean, unless we're not joining.
What's that?
We're not joining her for 6 months.
No, we haven't seen her for a year and those two little grandsons. So it'll be good thing.
I'd be there myself if I could. As I was telling my future fiance, my son's getting married July 10th. I said, okay. I want some grandbabies.
No pressure.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait 3 years.
There's nothing like them.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. After raising my own, it's nice to take them and then give them back.
Exactly.
Let me see. Let's do Made on the Green, Paddy O'Rafferty and the Leaking Fancy. Okay, okay. How was the tempo of the reels okay for everybody? Okay.
Thank you.
Those tunes. All right, let's see. So we just worked on Spilander Fiddler today, so maybe we'll do that set. It's from one of my recordings. It's actually from a couple of my recordings, but I think it's on Celtic Fire. I think so. Spilander Fiddler, The Windy City, written by Marty Fay in Chicago. And Deacon Harry Doyle's a tune that I wrote. We've done this before, so. Right. I'm gonna change my coupling. And then, okay, so the tune I wrote is pretty simple. You might be able to pick up a few notes of it. So, but anyway. Thank you. Sorry about that. I thought more people might know, because we have done those at least once, maybe twice before. So
I keep thinking you should probably teach that last one at some point, but I know the traditional tunes are a lot of fun too.
Yeah.
But it's nice to learn tunes from the people who've written them, since you get them from the source that way.
All right. Let's go back to some reels. All right. Music in the Glen. Anderson's. The way this is written out, I'm not sure. So three or four tunes there written out.
I think it was just those two together.
Okay. All right. So let's do a marathon. Let's do Music in the Glen, Anderson's, The Jolly Tinker, and The Pitching on the Gate. Why not? All right. It'll wear you guys out. If I'm going to wear myself out, I'm going to wear you guys out too. So. And it. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
a set and a half.
Great tunes.
That's great. I really enjoy the Jolly Tinker. It's a great tune.
Great, isn't it a great tune? And you don't hear it that much anymore, you know?
I'm so glad you played it. I love it. I mean, it's...
Yeah, growing up as a kid, we played it all the time. That was like one of our party pieces, you know. What was it? A four-part tune, you know, it's like, you're 14, 15 years old, I got this four-part tune, you know. It's
like... Yeah, I wonder why it doesn't get played, because it is a great tune. And
I think it suits all instruments, too. That's the thing, you know, the way it's written. But, all right, let me... I gotta say hello to a couple of people here because we had some newcomers. Ellen, how are you, Ellen? David Brown, good to see you. Jerry, how's your
coming? Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right.
Yeah, you're looking good.
Yeah. Well, you know, looks are deceiving, Jerry.
No. You're looking and sounding good. Yeah.
Hannah, how are you?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, I'm Hannah. Yeah, it's my first time coming here, so.
Well, we're delighted to have you. Where are you from?
I'm in Toronto.
I love Toronto.
It's a nice place.
I did Caravan a couple of times. That's a great festival.
Okay, I've actually only lived here for about 3 years, so I'm from Missouri originally, so.
Oh, well, what part of Missouri?
St. Louis.
All right. Yep.
Hey, what subdivision?
Webster Groves.
Oh no, that's where I went to school.
Really?
Yeah. From Webster Groves.
Webster Groves High School?
Webster Groves High School.
Oh, me too. That's so fun.
Small world.
Yeah.
Way to go. Making connections. That's what it's all about. So, all right, I'm going to move on. Fawn, how are you? And Ann, you're in the dark there, Ann. And Jim, good to see you. I can see you waving, Ann, but just about. How's it going, Jim?
Good. You know, I came on last week. I wasn't sure if it was happening or not. And some poor old sot, a nice woman came on, waited for an hour, and I got on, she and I were the only ones. I said, no, I don't think it's happening today.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I did send out a message, but
I must have missed it, but she said she'd come back.
Yeah, well, I certainly apologize for last week. Howard, how are you? Hey, let's get back to music again. Anyway, Rachel, Connie, and Richard, how are you? I didn't say hello in the
Hi, just fine.
Good to see you. Brenda, how are you? Rachel, Jim, Stephen, McVeigh. All right. I'm going to get back to the other page now. So let's do a couple of horn preps again, I guess. Oh, you know, let's do the barn dances. I love these barn dances. So the Road to Glantain. I'm not sure I even know that tune. So I think we're going to stick just to the two. I think I had a problem finding that bloody tune, I think. So let's do Around the Fairy Four and the New Broom. So. If I could think of, how does Lucy Farr's go? Oh. Just came right into my head. Let's do that first. Okay, let's throw in Lucy Farr's there. I just saw a lovely, I've seen it before though, that video somebody posted on Facebook with Lucy playing and talking about her life and the music and stuff. It was great. God, I miss those people so bad, you know. All right, so. Thank you. Such a Vincent Broderick, what a great writer. This fabulous writing. All right, let me see. We just did Barn Dances. Want to slow it down? We'll play a slow one, or a couple of the slow ones that I have there. She Bakes You More and Planks to Fanny Power. Is that okay, or you want to keep it up? I'm open. There's plenty of tunes there, so.
It's all good, John, whatever you're in the mood to play.
All right. Let's see if this gives my the slow ones give me a bit of a break on that. Right, so Shebek Shemor and right, Fanny Power. Thank you. tunes that stand the test of time, aren't they? Just truly amazing, amazing melodies.
Beautiful tunes.
Doug, you're waving. Are you leaving? All right, Doug. Thanks for coming. Good to see you. I didn't say hi to Robin. Is Robin... Hey, Debbie! You made it. Mary Mac. Maggie.
Hello, John. We're on our way back to Ohio from Colorado.
We're in
the
hotel room.
We're in a hotel room. We don't have our instruments, but we want to come and listen.
Well, I'm delighted to have you. So
yeah, thank you. We just visited our new grandchild
in Colorado.
In Colorado, Conifer, Colorado. So we're on the way back to Catawba Island.
Well, you have a good trip, I hope.
Yes, we are having a great trip. Yeah. We've been camping for 2 weeks Bear Creek Lake in Morrison, Colorado.
Away from the high altitude.
My husband gets high altitude sickness, so we have to camp. And now on the way back, we're staying at a really nice Holiday Inn, so we're just loving it.
I get high altitude sickness when I stand up.
Oh, dear. Well, I think he does too. Yeah, he gets chest pains too. So
delighted to have you, Mary. Thanks for being
thank
here.
Thank you.
And have a safe rest of your journey home.
Thank you. And how are you doing, John?
Sorry?
And how are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Good.
As my father said, you're pulling the devil by the tail. That's it, you know? Debbie, how are you? You made it up, Debbie.
Oh, yeah. It's harder to get up now because it's getting colder and colder at night. It's beautiful during the day, but gets real nippy at night.
What's nippy to you guys?
Oh, 15 Celsius.
Yeah, I don't know what that is in Fahrenheit, so I don't know.
That'd be 32, 52 or something.
Oh, that's like not that. Cold right now, Lord. 52 is not cold.
It is to me now.
The summer over here.
And Robin, I didn't say hello to you, Robin. How are you doing over there in Australia?
I'm fine. Our winter is not really a winter, I guess.
I feel really good when I get bookended by Australia. That's, you know you're having a good day. So, both ends of the country represented here. That's wonderful.
Yeah, we're far away, I guess, as New York is from you.
That's right. Yeah. I know. Well, listen, you can run, but you can't hide. I'm going to meet you one day.
Yep, you're welcome anytime.
You make sure the kettle is on.
Yes, I will.
You too, Debbie.
Yeah, as soon as I can, I'll be knocking on your door over there.
Yeah, anytime. That goes for everybody, anytime. Open door here, you're welcome. And good to see you, Maggie. All right, I'll get back to music. If I've missed anybody, I'm sorry. So let's get back to reels. Like, you guys look like you need to waking up. Is it? Yeah, I guess it is time. Yeah, sorry. And I'm already talking, so I might as well just get it over and done with. So, of course, a lot of you know already, we're going to have James Kelly on the 5th of June. I inadvertently put the 1st of June on the website, which was a mistake. And I still have to fix it, Michael, I know. But people are starting to sign up already. I think it's going to be really popular. And I'd be surprised if we don't make the 100 for this one as well that we made for Martin. So if you want to come to the master session with James Kelly, he's a legend. I don't know if you know him, but I've known him since the first time I met him. I was 13 and he was 15. So that'll give you an idea. So, and we're both tradesmen. He's a wallpaper hanger and I'm a carpenter. So we got a lot in common. We get along really well. He's a brilliant musician and great family history as somebody, Lawrence Nugent and Martin Hayes, of course. So James is no family is no different. So hope you can make it. Sign up as soon as you can and make my life a lot easier. And what else? Well, I'm going to be in Milwaukee this year. I think I talked about it earlier. So if anybody's interested in going to the Milwaukee Irish Fest, we're going to be in person, live. And we're going to be playing for the dancing at Milwaukee. So myself and Brian Conway. So that's going to be fantastic. And what else I do? So more importantly, coming up this weekend. So a lot of you have been to the master sessions, and you know I've been working really, really hard. I made a note of this in the email, but I put together, Irish Music Magazine asked me to put together a 50-minute concert, and I said, well, if I'm going to do a 50-minute concert, I'd like to feature the artist that performed at the Wheeling Master Sessions. And so while I don't have everybody, I did pretty darn good. And so we have a fiddle set. We have a flute set, Bill. A flute set. Nola Kennedy, Lawrence Nugent, Liam Kelly from Dervish, Nola Kennedy, did I say Nola already? Michael McGoldrick, and Catherine McAvoy. How's that for a flute set? Okay, so the fiddle set, I can't name them all. I think the fiddle set, I have 11, 12 fiddle players. The finale, I have 33 musicians, I think. And so we got John Doyle, we got Colin Farrell, we got solos. Alina, Joey Bard is doing a fantastic solo. He plays an air into a reel. And he recorded this bloody thing at 2 o'clock in the morning because they have a new baby. And let me tell you, he nailed it. He nailed it. His use of the regulators, it's just mind boggling. We've got John Doyle singing a song, and Colin Farrell, Dave Curley. I got a lovely set. For those of you who came to the London Lassies, Karen sent me a fantastic video of the family playing, and I said I want a non-concert performance video, and she sent me this incredible video, and you're gonna love it. You're gonna absolutely love it. It's one of my favorites, actually, I have to say, to be honest with you. And those young twins are there, 16-year-old twins, brilliant musicians. So am I missing? Brian Conway opens the concert. And I'm very excited about that. So Brian's playing with Flynn Cohen on guitar. I think I got everybody. So there's like duos. So Tony DeMarco does a lovely solo set of hornpipes. And in his inimitable style, Tony is, it just, Jan actually thinks it's, I think it's her favorite cut, Jan. So I don't think there's anybody that sounds more like Patty, I can't think of his name now. Anyway, so that's happening this weekend. It's going to be air on the Sunday. I'm going to send out the link to the concert. I think I may have already done that, but oh my God, what's all this stuff in the chat? Holy shit. Oh, he's got the whole concert. Michael's got the whole concert up on the chat. Michael, I can't keep up with you. I remember saying, holy cow, somebody's really busy.
John, I have a question. John?
Yeah.
Did you say you're doing Milwaukee Irish Fest?
Yes.
Really?
In person.
Terrific.
The Milwaukee Irish Fest right now is happening live in Milwaukee.
And you said dancing?
We're playing in the dance tent for the dancing, myself and Brian.
Whoa, that's news.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I like the good news.
Good news.
I'm excited to be doing my first live gig of the year. I had to wait till August. I'm also doing O'Flaherty's, if anybody's interested, in October. And I'm also doing Swannanoa. Swannanoa, unfortunately, is virtual. But I do a session workshop in my Swannanoa, and I have done for a few years, so... If any of you guys are interested, you like the sessions, then come to my session workshop. And accordion players, I'm doing an accordion workshop, of course. So, all right. I think, Stacy, are you signed up yet, Stacy?
I will be shortly.
That's my girl right there. One of the best. All right. What else, Michael? Oh, yeah. So if you're really planning ahead, just remind you again, for the Wild Atlantic Music Tour I'm doing in the last week of March. It's going to be fantastic for special guests and special appearances. I'm not going to tell you who. It's going to be a surprise. We have some good stuff lined up. And I think we're all going to drive to Dee and Paul's house for a cup of tea. I think the whole crew. There might be 30 of us, though, Dee. You might need a few pots of... We need to put a few kettles on the boil.
I'm a major coffee drinker. Coffee.
There might be coffee drinkers. I don't know. I think when people go to Ireland, they usually drink tea, I think, don't they?
Some of us. Yeah. Paul is a tea drinker. I'm a coffee drinker.
You're a coffee drinker?
Yes.
Oh. Well, I'm a coffee drinker here, but I don't know. I've got Ireland. And not like, you know, Barry's tea with Irish water.
Barry's tea, yeah, that's the thing. My father was from Cork, so it was always Barry's tea.
Oh, yeah. You can't bat it with a stick. All right. I think that's enough gibberish for now, I think. Right, Michael? Okay. So let's play. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Lucy Farr. Let's do Lucy Campbell's and more and the Morning Dew. And seeing that I'm in the mood today, I still got some fight left in me. Let's add Maud Miller and Malloy's with it too. So we'll do the four together, right? Lucy Campbell's The Morning Dew, Maud Miller and Malloy's. Did I mention the 12th of June, we're going to have the whole McCarthy family. So we're going to Bernadette, Marion, and Jacqueline are in Ireland. And then Tommy is going to be at the Burren in Boston. So that's on the 12th. So I think they said it's the first time the family is all together doing a virtual thing. So that's kind of cool, I think. So. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, very nice.
Great old tunes. All right. So, where's my list? Oh, do it. Ah. Want to do, I think I did this before. I put the factory smoke on its own, which is actually the brown coffin. So I'm going to do the brown coffin, and let's do the Taylor's Twist into the Western. Three hornpipes. Okay. So F, D, and C, I guess. Thank you. Okay, folks, I hope you don't mind. I think I'm going to leave it there.